Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Steve Bertrand, what's your story today? And, oh, please don't tell me it's from the top of our show sheet.
No, I looked. I looked today. Is Bridget gone?
Yeah.
Kevin, when's the last time you went to a strip joint?
Oh, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Steve.
Yeah.
Actually, never, now that I think about it.
Are we back to the Sugar Shack thing again?
No, I'm just, there's a lawsuit in Florida. A young woman in Florida is suing the state after she lost her job as a stripper. They just passed a law that says you have to be 21 years old to work in an adult entertainment venue. And 19-year-old Serenity Bushy is 19.
That's not her name.
It's her stage name.
What's her name, Steve?
Is this the first time you've read this, Steve?
And is this like, is this
Steve,
her
hello,
thing?
Are you there?
Steve, what's her name?
Serenity Bushy.
Oh, man. Come on.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, getting up there and showing it, but not showing it all, right?
Serenity, and then what's the last name?
She works at the Cafe Risque in Mankanapi, Florida. And Serenity's suing because, you know, she's
Miss
got...
Miss Bushy, Steve.
Yes, because she's not 21, she's 19, and she can't dance. Well, she can still dance, but she can't get paid to dance at the Cafe Risque because of a new law. So she's suing over First Amendment rights.
I stand with Bushy.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
What are you laughing at?
That's nothing.
It's a natural, is what it is.
Yeah, I just read the copy, that's all.
You know,
even if that's a fake name, why would you do that?
I don't think that's a fake name. I mean,
oh, okay.
It's, well, if it's a legal document, she has to use her real name, right?
Well, I'm sure she's named Serenity.
No.
Hey, some people are given stripper names when they're born. And you kind of just work your way into.
Remember how you have to do the stripper name, the name of your street you grew up on, and the name of your first dog? Remember that?
Yep. Is that what it was?
Yes.
No, the name of your first dog and then your street.
No.
She grew up on Bushy Street.
Yeah.
I'm Pebbles 28.
No, it was dog, then street.
Oh. How'd the street get its name?
Yeah, so I was Flash Ardmore.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
I was Little Bo Walnut. Little Bo Walnut.
Little Bo Walnut?
Who's talking in the background? Is that Lauren chiming in over there?
Lauren's beside
Little
herself,
Bo,
yeah.
Tell her to turn on her mic.
Yeah. Lauren, they want you to join the conversation.
Lauren, we can hear you. The background all of a sudden you turn on your mic.
I have tears in my eyes. You, like, seriously, you said it so casually.
I was just reading it.
I know, but that you clearly didn't realize that it was totally a stripper name.
Well, of course I did. It's not my first stripper name.
Oh, he clearly didn't read it before the newsroom temperature check.
He definitely did not.
Oh,
or he wouldn't have read it otherwise.
Oh, please. Okay, fine.
Is there more to add to the story, Steve?
I don't think so.
Oh, let's keep with this one. That was a good one.
That's all I got. I mean, I've got more, but I really think I shouldn't.
Who's representing Bushy? Did it say? What law firm?
No,
please keep us updated on this developing story, Steve.
I got nothing. I'm done.
Face.
What?
What? Bob Fakuda, who's engineering, Googled. It's her real name.
See,
oh, come on.
It's her real name.
I read news stories in this chair. That's what I do.
Serenity Michelle Bushy.
Hey, that's my middle name.
Well, look at that.
Oh,
please tell me it's Michelle.
Okay, so she was just born into this business based on her name.
Why didn't she just use Serenity Michelle? I mean, get rid of that.
Again,
you know.
It's perfect for the business she wants to be in, Mary.
Honestly, God, when I read this, I thought you guys were going to giggle and let it go by. I didn't think we were going to really dive in here.
You took over the whole newsroom temperature check.
I just read the story.
Okay. Do we really want to know about favorite ice creams now?
Yes, please, Mary.
Okay. Well, the number one favorite ice cream in Illinois. What do you guys think it is? What is your favorite ice cream?
I think that it's chocolate.
No.
Butter pecan.
I love butter pecan, and that was my, that's my favorite, but no, that's
mint
way down the line.
Chip.
No, it's Blue Moon.
No, it's not.
No, no,
okay,
don't believe that.
I don't even know what Blue Moon is. I know it's blue, but I've never had it. It's supposed to taste like Fruit Loops.
Whoever conducted that story probably makes Blue Moon.
Okay, do you want to know who did this study?
Who?
The experts at Affordable Seating, a restaurant furniture manufacturer and wholesaler. What do they know about ice cream?
This is not that lawn care company Kevin used yesterday.
No, this is Affordable Seating. They always post these things, too. But Blue Moon, Superman is number two. I don't even know what that is either.
Yeah.
Superman is red, blue, and yellow ice cream.
I think you're still on the stripper name thing. Blue Moon, Superman.
Yeah, Blue Moon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Neapolitan's number three. That was my dad's favorite. Then vanilla and Spumoni.
This bit's gone to hell fast.
It's gone. Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Cue.